Dictation for Shirley, S-H-I-R-L-E-Y, Gantz, G-A-N-T-Z, July 1st, 35. Address as a letter to Aubrey, A-U-B-R-E-E, Akers, A-K-E-R-S-N-P, 875-5023. Dear Mrs. Akers, consultation Mrs. Gantz, with abnormal kidney function anemia, underlying CHF, comes accompanied with SUN, was admitted back in August, transferred from Carson City to Lansing, Sparrow, treated for CHF decompensation, new diagnosis, did receive packet of red blood cells, uses a walker, present weight, appetite stable, no vomiting, dysphagia, there is constipation on Miralax, no bleeding, no abdominal discomfort, chronic incontinence. She's been told about microscopic hematuria, but she denies any gross bleeding or recent urinary tract infection. Presently, no gross edema, no claudication symptom, no discolor of the toes, no numbness, tingling, burning. Has chronic back pain with prior shots. Did tongue help? No anti-inflammatory agents. Persistent anemia. They are talking about EGD colonoscopy in the future. Dr. Cujo, C-U-J-O-E. Uses a walker, no falling, no chest pain palpitation. Presently off the oxygen, no inhalers, no CPAP machine, no orthopnea PND, minor nasal congestion, tongue hair loss, a prior fall, backwards multiple times. Next paragraph, the past medical history for diagnosis of congestive heart failure. I don't believe cardiac cath was done. Underlying hypertension, question early cognitive decline, prior TIS stroke, near blindness from macular degeneration, worse on the left, better on the right, diet control diabetes, off medications, denies the vein thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, denies active gastrointestinal bleeding, liver disease. She was not aware of prior kidney problems. Denies kidney stones, no hepatitis, no pneumonia. In the hospital, did require oxygen replacement. There was some degree of pulmonary edema as well as pleural effusion. Next paragraph, surgery is bilateral total knee replacement, bilateral length implant. Next paragraph, reported side effects, allergies to sulfa and baclofen. Next paragraph, present medications include amiodarone, aspirin, Lipitor, Bumex, Farxiga, iron replacement, magnesium, metoprolol, Prilosec, potassium, stool softeners. Next paragraph, prior smoker, beginning age 16, discontinue around 1980s, one pack per day, occasionally alcohol socially, no drugs. Next paragraph, a son has a renal cyst, but no renal failure. Next paragraph, on physical exam, present weight 188, 61 inches tall, blood pressure 150 over 70 on the right, 146, 72 on the left. The presence of bilateral length implant, upper and lower dentures, mild decreased hearing, no respiratory distress, alert oriented strength 3, no facial asymmetry, normal speech, no expressive aphasia dysarthria, lungs were clear, no RAL wheezes or pleural effusion consolidation, appears regular, no pacemaker, no arrhythmia, overweight of the abdomen, no palpable liver, spleen, masses, or ascites, no gross lymph nodes, no carotid Bruch's JVD, no palpable thyroid, no major edema, non-focal. Next paragraph. Most recent testing is from November, creatinine 1.08 for a GFR of 49. Upper potassium, normal sodium acid base, normal albumin calcium, liver function test not elevated, normal thyroid. October hemoglobin of 13.8, normal white blood cell platelets. Creatinine at that time 1.22, GFR 42. Prior normal phosphorus. September last year, creatinine 0.91. August 0.97. July, anemia of 9. 8.1. It has been normal albumin. Pro-BNP elevated. I do not see iron studies. Prior exposure to IV contrast back in August, at the time of admission for CHF, no pulmonary emboli. An echocardiogram, ejection fraction in the low side, 40-45%. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Question, chronic kidney disease, trending rising creatinine, blood test needs to be updated, no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. Question, cardiorenal syndrome and effect of medications. We need to update urine to assess for blood protein or cells to indicate any potential inflammatory component. If trending creatinine worsening, we will do also a kidney ultrasound, post void bladder. There has been prior anemia, update iron studies, update PTH for secondary hyperparathyroidism. We'll see if there is any need to adjust potassium, acid base, calcium, phosphorus, or nutrition. I did not change any of the present medications. She also follows with cardiology, agree with the use of Farxiga. So far, no problems of infection, genital or pelvic area. Of course, always a concern for pre-renal state, giving also the diuretics and low ejection fraction, exposed to amiodarone, was for lung toxicity. Also discussed with the patient and family member. We'll see what the new chemistry shows. Further to advise to follow end of dictation.